Salt has piled up on the roads this winter, and it's now running off into local waterways and eventually our drinking water. In a story first reported by the Record newspaper, some officials have decided to issue notifications about the sodium levels in the water supply, especially for people on low-salt diets. Joining us now to discuss the issue is Eric Goldstein, a New York City Environment Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Sotirios.
So how typical are the salt levels in the drinking water this year if water utility officials are sending out notifications?
Well, as often happens at this time of year, there could be problems. And let's be clear on what the problem is. After road salts help melt snow, they don't disappear. And so much of this salt is carried as runoff into nearby streams and ponds and rivers, and it can infiltrate the groundwater. And, of course, some of it drains into reservoirs and wells.
Is this something that happens every year after, you know, we have our snow and we have throw down the salt? I mean, is this like a typical fluctuation?
Yes, yes it is. And, of course, there's a lot of it. Just on New York State highways, the Transportation Department has applied over 1 million tons of salt last winter and probably even more this winter.
Yeah, we should mention that United Water in New Jersey has notified dialysis treatment centers about elevated sodium levels in water. And also, the Record points out that currently there's almost as much sodium per liter in their supply as there is in Diet Coke. I mean, that sounds pretty astonishing.
Well, for people with severely restricted sodium requirements, they need to check with their physicians. For most drinking water consumers, it's not a problem. Although, again, folks who have sodium-restricted diets need to be on top of the situation at this time of year in communities where high salt intrusion is reported by their water authorities.
Is New York City's water supply in the Catskills any more protected than those, say, in New Jersey, which may be closer to highways?
The levels of salt, sodium chloride in the New York City water supply have all been within guidelines. And, yes, because of protected lands around the reservoirs, it's certainly less of a threat in the Catskill and Delaware water supply that provides New York City's drinking water.
And what kinds of alternatives are there to road salt?
Well, there's no one magic potion, but there are several things that can be done. One is making brine, which is a mixture of salt and water, which can be applied before the snowfall, and it's a less concentrated form of salt, so you use less. Alternatively, there are mixtures like sand and gravel that can be used, or natural additives like sugar beet juice, pickle juice. Hmm. The National Park Service out in the Delaware Water Gap is applying a salt, brine, and beet juice mix on its rolls, and so are states like Missouri, Ohio, and Indiana.
And our jurisdiction in our area making any progress when it comes to reducing the use of road salt?
There are some experiments going on, but we've still got a long way to go. You know, our favorite mixture that is being applied in other places is potato juice. That's a byproduct of rum and vodka distillation, which is being used by transportation officials in Tennessee. Hmm. So there are a whole host of less environmentally harmful alternatives that can be tried. And the hope is that as this problem pops up at this time of year, transportation officials will continue experimenting to find ways in which we can both protect public safety and also use applications that are less harmful to the ecology.
Eric Goldstein is New York City Environment Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Okay, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.